AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. President Trump has imposed steeper economic sanctions on Iran in response to last week's shootdown of a costly American surveillance drone.
I think a lot of restraint has been shown by us, a lot of restraint, and that doesn't mean we're going to show it in the future. But I felt that we want to give this a chance.
He says Iran needs to end its hostile activities in the region. The president also signed an executive order requiring hospitals to give patients upfront pricing so they are not hit with massive bills later on. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has called President Trump's threatened coast-to-coast deportations of migrants outside the circle of civilized human behavior.
This sent a tremor of fear across the country. And on a Sunday, I mean, they said to me, on a Sunday when people of faith are going to church, they don't know what they're going to be going home to.
U.S. authorities say that a woman, two babies, and a toddler were found dead near the U.S.-Mexico border, overcome by sweltering heat. They say it could be just a glimpse of what lies ahead for the summer. Environmental groups are complaining there's a conflict of interest for President Trump's United Nations nominee. Ambassador Kelly Craft is married to a coal industry giant who gave an official response to a question that she had asked of the Environmental Protection Agency. Up to 6 inches of rain has fallen in southwest Missouri, forcing evacuations and causing flash flooding there. Police Chief James Altick spoke with KOAM in Seneca, Missouri.
We've had a number of them drive off in 4 and 5 foot of water. It floods their cars out. They're just not familiar. They want to come look at the high water, and it's not the place to be right now.
The town of Anderson in McDonald County was nearly closed off after flooding destroyed a bridge. This is AP Radio News. Thirsty for a Slurpee? How about a Slurpee to go? Or a grilled hot dog? Our Mike Hampen reports that 7-Eleven convenience stores are kicking off delivery service today.
For orders under $15, customers will pay an extra $1.99. For all orders, 7-Eleven promises an average wait time of 30 minutes. The service is similar to one offered by Domino's, in which customers can order pizza and other items on the menu and have them delivered to more than 150,000 public locations.
A historical marker has been placed near the river where two men in southern Mississippi said they had been abducted by aliens in 1973. Charles Hickson and Calvin Parker say they were on the shores of the Pascagoula River when what appeared to be aliens pulled up aboard a UFO, looked at them for about 30 minutes, and then brought them back to Earth. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.